You're listening to New Tinea. Neurons making up 0.2% of the cortex helped put mice to sleep. Rare SST-chattel neurons became active as mice entered deep sleep, selectively activating the cell's synchronized distant cortical regions and increased sleep, revealing an active cortical circuit without establishing the same function in humans or a treatment for sleep disorders. A population of neurons making up roughly 0.2% of the mouse cortex did more than become active during sleep. When researchers selectively activated the cells, activity across distant cortical regions slowed and synchronized, and the animals entered sleep more readily. The result, published in Nature on September 9th, gives the cerebral cortex an active role in the transition from wakefulness rather than casting it only as a recipient of commands from deeper brain centers. The 30-second summary. SST-chattel neurons were mostly quiet during alert wakefulness and became active as mice entered deep non-rapid eye movement sleep. Activating this rare population synchronized widely separated parts of the neocortex and increased sleep, showing that the cells can help drive the state rather than merely track it. The experiment was performed in mice. Conservation of similar cells across vertebrates does not establish the same function in people or offer a treatment for insomnia. A long-range break inside the cortex. Most inhibitory interneurons act locally, dampening nearby cells. SST-chattel neurons are unusual because their axons reach across long distances. Jacob Ratliff, Jeffrey Terrell, Renata Battista-Brito, and colleagues combined anatomical tracing, recordings of neural activity, and targeted activation to examine what this sparse network does across the sleep-wake cycle. The cells were largely silent while mice were awake and alert. Their activity increased as the animals became drowsy and moved into slow-wave sleep, when large populations of cortical neurons alternate together between active and quiet phases. Selective stimulation pushed electrical activity toward that slower, more coordinated pattern across multiple cortical regions. SST-chattel cells account for about 0.2% of cortical neurons, yet activating them was sufficient to promote sleep in mice. That causal manipulation is the important step. Correlation alone would show only that the neurons accompany sleep. By changing their activity and observing both cortical synchronization and behavior, the researchers found evidence that the cells participate in producing the transition. A separate experiment using 14 mice, reported in the paper's analyses, found that chemogenetic activation increased slow-wave and rapid eye movement sleep while reducing wakefulness. Why the finding changes the map of sleep. Classic models place major sleep control switches in the brainstem and hypothalamus. The new work does not displace those systems. It adds a cortical circuit that may cooperate with them, suggesting that sleep emerges from communication between deep structures and the cortex. The cells appear conserved across amphibians, reptiles, and mammals, including humans. That makes the circuit a useful target for further research, but conservation is not proof of equivalent human function. The team also has not shown whether SST-chattel neurons sense rising sleep pressure, whether disrupting them causes a sleep disorder, or whether manipulating them would be safe. Reality check. This is a basic mouse neuroscience result, not a new sleeping pill or brain stimulation therapy. The researchers artificially controlled a genetically identified cell population under laboratory conditions. Human sleep is shaped by many interacting circuits, circadian timing, and health conditions, so the result cannot yet guide treatment. For context, New Tinea has previously covered an earbud chip that detects deep sleep and an observational study linking very long sleep with an Alzheimer-related blood marker. This study addresses a different question: which cortical cells may help the brain enter sleep in the first place? Read the full article at newtinea.com.